Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today Mezeches Nazir, Daf Samech Beis, the ninth parak, Hakusim Ein Lahem. So the three tabs we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara asks, Ki Yafi the Kasvar Chamana Gabi Naziris Lamuli. The Pasuk, if one shall clearly express that the Torah stated regarding Naziris, why is it needed since Naziris is compared to Nadarim, which contains the same phrase? It answers, Lo Su Yadam Shein Mochichus, to include as invalid partial declarations which are unclear. Abai holds such declarations are valid Nadarim, and Rava holds they are not. The Gemara asks, according to Abai, what then is the Pasuk teaching? After suggesting that it teaches the principle of Rabbi Tarfon, that a Naziris declaration must be clear at the time it is declared, it asks, what is derived according to the Rabban? Finally, it answers with the Braisa, Heta Nadarim Porkim Ba'avri Ve'en Lehem Amash Yismuchu. Releases from Nadarim fly in the air and do not have a source on which to rely. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Yesh Lehem Amash Yismuchu. They do have a source on which to rely because the Torah says the phrase Ki Yafli twice, teaching, Echad hafla le'isser, ve'echad hafla le'heter. One is for the expression for forbidding, and one is for the expression for releasing the neder. Pointing to the next mission states, Chumra ba'avadim b'menashim. There's a chumra of avadim compared to a woman. Shu mei for nidrei ishto ve'eno mei for nidrei avdo. That he can revoke his wife's nadarim, but cannot revoke his slave's nadarim. It adds, hefer ol ishto, hefer olamis. If he revoked for his wife, he is revoked permanently. But if he revoked for his slave, meaning he compelled him to violate his Naziris, if he goes free, he must complete his Naziris. A Braisa teaches Lama Rabo Kofo concerning what can a master force a slave to violate his vow. A Naziris of a lola Nadarim ula Erechin, only for Naziris, but not for Nadarim and Erechin. The Gemara initially explains that Nadarim only prohibit a specific item and do not negatively impact the slave ability to work, so the master cannot override it. Whereas Naziris, which prohibits all grape products, the master can't compel him to violate to protect his interests. After this is rejected, Abai ultimately explains the Braisa. L'mah rabba tzarich l'kvosu, concerning what does his master need to force him? L'naziris, ve'ein tzarich l'kvosu l'nadarim, ve'ein tzarich l'kvosu l'shavua, only for Naziris, but he does not need to force him for Nadarim or Shavuos, for these are not effective at all, for which Abai provides a source. And pointing with you, the next mission teaches, Avram Mekneged Panav, if the slave passed from his master's presence after declaring Naziris, meaning he ran away, Remer says he may not drink wine, but Rabbi Yossi says he may. The Gemara initially assumes that the master gives up hope on retrieving the slave, rendering him ownerless, and the dispute hinges on Shmuel's statement, Ha Mafkir Avdo, one who is Mafkir a slave, Yatzel Acheres Ve'en Otzarech, get Shichur. He goes free and doesn't require a document of emancipation. Rabbi Meir follows Shmuel's opinion that the slave is a free man, so he's bound by his original Naziris, and Rabbi Yossi holds he's still a slave and under the master's control. The Gemara argues that the master does not give up hope on retrieving the slave. And Rabbi Yossi holds the master thinks that in the end he'll return, so let him drink wine so he should not be weakened. Rabbi Meir holds the master thinks let him suffer, so he'll return to me. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asked, Ki Yafi the Kasav Rachamana Gabi Naziris Lamali. The Pasuk, if one shall clearly express that the Torah stated regarding Naziris, why is it needed since Naziris is compared to Nadarim, which contains the same phrase? It answers, Lo Su Yadam Shein Mochichus, to include as invalid partial declarations which are unclear. Abai holds such declarations are valid Nadarim, and Rava holds they are not. The Gemara asks, according to Abai, what then is the Pasuk teaching? After suggesting that it teaches the principle of Rabbi Tarfon, that a Naziris declaration must be clear at the time it is declared, it asks, what is derived according to the Rabban? Finally, it answers with the Braisa, Heta Nadarim Porkim Ba'avri Ve'en Lehem Amash Yismuchu. Releases from Nadarim fly in the air and do not have a source on which to rely. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Yesh Lehem Amash Yismuchu. They do have a source on which to rely because the Torah says the phrase Ki Yafli twice, teaching, Echad hafla le'isser, ve'echad hafla le'heter. One is for the expression for forbidding, and one is for the expression for releasing the neder. Pointing to the next mission states, Chumra ba'avadim b'menashim. There's a chumra of avadim compared to a woman. Shu mei for nidrei ishto ve'eno mei for nidrei avdo. That he can revoke his wife's nadarim, but cannot revoke his slave's nadarim. It adds, hefer ol ishto, hefer olamis. If he revoked for his wife, he is revoked permanently. But if he revoked for his slave, meaning he compelled him to violate his Naziris, if he goes free, he must complete his Naziris. A Braisa teaches Lama Rabo Kofo concerning what can a master force a slave to violate his vow. A Naziris of a lola Nadarim ula Erechin, only for Naziris, but not for Nadarim and Erechin. The Gemara initially explains that Nadarim only prohibit a specific item and do not negatively impact the slave ability to work, so the master cannot override it. Whereas Naziris, which prohibits all grape products, the master can't compel him to violate to protect his interests. After this is rejected, Abaye ultimately explains the brisa. L'ma rabba tzarek l'kvosu, concerning what does his master need to force him? Naziris, ve'ein tzarek l'kvosu nedarim, ve'ein tzarek l'kvosu l'shavua, only for Naziris, but he does not need to force him for nedarim or shavuos, for these are not effective at all, for which Abaye provides a source. And pointing with you, the next mission teaches, Avar m'keneged panav, if the slave passed from his master's presence after declaring Naziris, meaning he ran away, Remer says he may not drink wine, but Rabbi Yossi says he may. The Gemara initially assumes that the master gives up hope on retrieving the slave, rendering him ownerless, and the dispute hinges on Shmuel's statement, ha-mafkir avdo, one who is mafkir a slave, yatzel acheres ve'en otzarech get shichur. He goes free and doesn't require a document of emancipation. Rabbi Meir follows Shmuel's opinion that the slave is a free man, so he's bound by his original Naziris, and Rabbi Yossi holds he's still a slave and under the master's control. The Gemara argues that the master does not give up hope on retrieving the slave. And Rabbi Yossi holds the master thinks that in the end he'll return, so let him drink wine so he should not be weakened. Rabbi Meir holds the master thinks let him suffer, so he'll return to me. Alright, so now we get our Siman Daf Samech Beis, and our standard Siman is a submarine. A submarine. So here goes. The admiral of the hairy submarine from the Kiyafli fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, spotted a master forcing a slave to violate his Naziris, as another slave who had run away was returning home to his master because he was suffering from not being able to drink any wine. Once again, in slow motion. The admiral of the hairy submarine. Submarine? That must be learned off. Samach Beis. The admiral of the hairy submarine from the Kiyafli fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, which reminds the Gemara as Kiyafli de Kasav Rachmana Gabi Naziris Lamali. The pasuk, if one shall clearly express that the Torah stated regarding Naziris, why is it needed since Naziris is compared to Nadarim, which contains the same phrase, and answers with a brisa. Het Nadarim porkim ba'avim ve'en lehem al mashi yismuchu. Releases from Nadarim fly in the air and do not have a source on which to rely. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Yeshalchem al mashi yismuchu. They do have a source on which to rely, because the Torah says the phrase kiyafli twice, teaching echad afla le'iser ve'echad afla le'heter. One is for the expression for forbidding, and one is for the expression for releasing the neder. So the admiral from the hairy submarine from the Kiyafli fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, spotted a master forcing a slave to violate his Naziris, which reminds us the Gemara explains the difference between forcing one slave regarding Naziris versus Nadarim. So the admiral from the hairy submarine from the Kiyafli fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, spotted a master forcing a slave to violate his Naziris, as another slave who had run away was returning home to his master because he was suffering for not being able to drink any wine. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches that if the slave ran away from his master after declaring Naziris, Remer says he may not drink wine, Rabbi Yossi says he may. The Gemara argues that the master does not give up hope on retrieving the slave, and Rabbi Yossi holds the master thinks that in the end he'll return, so let him drink wine so he should not be weakened. Rabbi Meir holds the master thinks, let him suffer so he'll return to me. So once again, the admiral of the hairy submarine from the Kiyafli fleet, looking through his very clear periscope, spotted a master forcing a slave to violate his Naziris, as another slave who had run away was returning home to his master because he was suffering from not being able to drink any wine. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Hazara. Daf Nun Ches. So the simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. That must be on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Matzora, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, which reminds us, Rava suggests that all Tanaim agree that completely shaving the head is permitted, but the first Tana interprets the pasuk as allowing even shaving a Matzora in the forbidden manner, kagon shehikiv ubasov gilach, where he first ran to the corners and then shaved the entire head. This possibility is rejected since Reish Lakish taught that the Torah only allows for a lo saseh to be overridden where there is no alternative. So Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Matzora, who was thrown at the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, was finally released when a man came to shear wool to make tzitzes that can be used for both linen and wool begadim. Which reminds us of Machlokes, what tzitzes written your shatnez teaches is that an aseh zdoch lo saseh tzitzes can be made from shatnez, or that wool and linen tzitzes exempt whether garment is of their type or another, whereas other tzitzes type exempt their own type of garment, but not another type. So Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Matzora, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, was finally released when a man came to shear wool to make tzitzes that can be used for both linen and wool begadim, only to find out that he was chayv malchus for shaving his armpits, which reminds us, Rav said, Mekel Adam Kogufa Matar, a man may shave his entire body with a razor, and it's not a violation of wearing a woman's garment. He was challenged from a brisa, a mavir besa shechu besa erba hari zeloka, one who removes armpit or pubic hairs incurs malchus. The Gemara answers that the brisa speaks of shaving with a razor, which is prohibited, as dressing like a woman, and Rav spoke of one who cut with scissors. And Rav's intent was about cutting like a razor, but not with an actual razor. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simur Daf Nun Tes is a knight. So here goes. The woman dressed as a hairy knight. Knight? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Tes. The woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor marching toward her husband, wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three opinions about the prohibition of dressing like a woman and that a woman should not go out wearing weapons. So the woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, was approached by a Suffolk Tummy Nuzzer looking for someone to become a Nuzzer and help him out. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah continues the case of a pair of Nazirim, one who became Tame, Mace Echomehen, one of them died, and the remaining Nuzzer must be in Karbanos of both Tuma and Tahara. Masafik, Rabbi Yeshua says he should find someone willing to agree to following Nazir's conditions, and then proceeds to detail how the Karbanos should be brought. So the woman dressed as a hairy knight in shining armor, marching toward her husband wearing woman's clothing, sitting amongst women, was approached by a Suffolk Tummy Nuzzer looking for someone to become a Nuzzer and help him out, because he got too confused trying to bring his Karbanos piecemeal instead, which reminds us. Ben Zoma rejects Rabbi Yeshua's approach. Who will agree to vow to be a Nazir opposite him and have to observe two terms out of doubt? Rather, he presents the way the Nazir should proceed to bring his Karbanos and stipulate certain conditions. Rabbi Yeshua objected because he said it emerges that he brings his Karbanos piecemeal. Daf Samach. So the Simur Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The Nazir was a Suffolk Tummy and Suffolk Mutzor Muchlad, and was proud wearing four hairy smiley face stickers. Smiley face stickers? That must be worn Daf Samach. The Nazir was a Suffolk Tummy and Suffolk Mutzor Muchlad, and was proud wearing four hairy smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right Karbanos after each of his four shavings, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the Karbanos brought over 120 days by a Nazir who was possibly Tummy and a Mutzorah after each of his four shavings. So, the Nazir was a Suffolk Tummy and Suffolk Mitzor Muchlat, and was proud wearing four hairy smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right Karbanos after each of his four shavings, coached the Suffolk Tummy, who was a Muchlat Vadai, on what he needed to do to get his stickers. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the Karbanos brought if a Nazir was possibly Tummy and definitely a confirmed Mitzorah, if he's possibly Mitzorah and definitely Tummy, or if he's definitely both. So the Nazir was a Suffolk Tummy and Suffolk Mitzor Muchlat, and was proud wearing four hairy, smiley face stickers that he received for bringing the right Karbanos after each of his four shavings, coached the Suffolk Tummy, who was a Muchlat Vadai, on what he needed to do to get his stickers, and told the Nazir Tahor, who was a Mitzorah, that one shaving for both will not do, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai explained to his Talmidim why Nazir Tahor, who is a Mitzorah, cannot have one shaving account for both obligations. He explained that had each shaving been for the purposes of subsequent growth or to remove hair, one shaving would work. But now that the Nazir shaves only to remove, whereas the Mitzorah shaves to grow for the second shaving, one shaving cannot count for two different purposes. Daf Samachov. So the Simur Daf Samachov is a song we often use a magician doing the sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The hairy slave Nazir magician who chose a Nachri was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir as his volunteer for the saw a person in half act. Saw a person in half? That must be on Daf Samach Aleph. Saw. The hairy slave Nazir magician, which reminds the Gemara brings a source that a slave can become a Nazir, and it answers why source is needed, given that since women can become a Nazir, so should a Vadim. Rabbi answers that since the Pasuk of Nadarim says, Lasor Israel Nafsho, to bind his soul with a bond, B'misha Nafsho Kanuilo, this implies someone whose soul belongs to him can vow, Yatza Evich E Nafsho Kanuilo, this excludes a slave whose soul does not belong to him but to his master, Hoyove Nafsho Kanuilo, since his soul does not belong to him regarding Nadarim, Emagami Nazir Namilo, I would say that for Naziris, he's also not able. Kamash Malan, so the Torah teaches otherwise. So the hairy slave Nazir magician who chose a Nachri was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir as his volunteer with the saw a person in half act, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that Nachrim cannot become Nazirim. Our Braisa states, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, v'lolo of the Chochavim, speak to the children of Yisrael about the law of Naziris, but not to idolaters. So the hairy slave Nazir magician who chose a Nachri was very sad he couldn't become a Nazir as his volunteer but the saw a person in half act, told the Nachri audience not to worry if he messes up the trick, because since they cannot become Tahor, they cannot become Tame, which reminds us. The Gemara answered that Nachrim are excluded from Nazir because the Pasuk says about a Nazir, La'avivu le'imo le'tama, for his father and mother he cannot contaminate himself, which teaches, B'mishi yeshu tuma. Nazir is only applies to someone who is subject to tuma. Yatzir obekol chavim she'enu atumah. This excludes to an idolater who is not subject to tumah. The source that a nachri cannot become tameh is the pasuk v'isha she'yitama v'yischata. And the man becomes tameh and does not become tahor, which teaches that only Jews who can become tahor are subject to tumah. But nachrim who cannot become tahor, as the Rosh explains, the pasuk mechata says the children of Israel are not subject to tumah. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which did we learn that since Nachrim cannot become Tahor, they cannot become Tameh? That's on Daf Samachov. Good number 2, which Daf did Machok is about a runaway slave violating his Nazirus? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good number 3, which Daf do we discuss which Karbonis are brought if a Nazir was a Safik Tameh and a Muchlat Vadai? That's on Daf Samach. Good number 4, which Daf do we have 3 opinions about the prohibition of dressing like a woman, and we learn that a woman should not go out wearing weapons? That's on Daf Nun Tes. Good number 5, which Daf do we discuss the difference between forcing one slave regarding Naziris versus Nadarim? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good number 6, which Daf do we learn a slave can become a Nazir? That's on Daf Samachov. Good number 7, which Daf do we learn what is learned from Ki Yafli written by Naziris? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good number 8, which Daf do we learn a Mansur would not be allowed to round the corners of his head before shaving his head? That's on Daf Nun Ches. Good number 9, which Daf do we learn the Rav Akiva attempted to derive a Kavach Omer from an Etz and Kesorah that a Revius of blood requires a Nazir to shave? That's on Daf Nun Vav. Good. And number 10, which Daf do we learn the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai explained to his Talmidim why a Nazir Tahor who has a Mansur cannot have one shaving account for both Chiyuvim? That's on Daf Samach. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.